for me to leave is Christ to die. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nisan chikabada yimakasujada San yibi ayada kai Yesu ko atikin sanani San chikabada shaylar bisharalka Sayinaga mulkin kaya zon Yeah, yeah Nisan chikabada yimakasujada San yibi ayada kai Yesu Mulking kaya do, ada shena kena, bawanira, dayasina ka, rayuana kena, shena ka, mulking kaya do. God, oh, yeah, we shall not be so much together. The same you be a young,
oh, yeah. 세이나건 오 You know, I remember Brother Paul. He came to the church in Jerusalem, and he was told, "This is how you will be bound."
Yes, sir.
And he says, "Bonds and afflictions wait for me in every city."
So it took Brother Peter to crucify him. Yeah. And the one that crucified him like the Savior, he said, "I'm not ready, I'm not willing." So they turned the cross upside down and nailed him in bed.
You know, one day Stephen went out to do something for the church, and he was waylaid by Israelites. And he told them their story. The Bible said from Moses, he showed them the days of the prophets.
So they were angry.
Yeah.
And they took him outside the gate to stone him to death. While they were stoning him, he lifted up his eyes and saw the glory. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
You know the days have come and gone, and it is now our time. Persecutions have new faces, they have new names, but day after day, night after night, we will persevere.
One more story. Yes, Brother Bartholomew was skinned alive, head chopped off, yet he never turned his back against the word of truth. He held on to his faith. Yari keki gam gam, yaki yareke. Oh my,
I say, Adashena, Adashena. Obvious that God is giving us an anthem. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, every time I hear this, what I'm hearing in my spirit is a generation of believers who are taking their oaths again. Because you see, if it is this race you want to run, your oath has to have been taken. Christ has done his own, but the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, let us run the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now set at the right hand of the majesty on high. He said, consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. If not, you will be weary and faint in your mind. In every generation, there's something looking for how to wear us out. But we have sworn an allegiance to Jesus. The price of his cross is more than enough. We have sworn an allegiance to Jesus. not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We will finish, and we will finish strong. Do I have a generation of finishers? Somebody shout yes! The day is upon us. Our allegiance is here. You know, I perceive that the Lord is releasing fresh fire on somebody's altar. That there's a fresh renewing of the altar. I decree tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, for as many as believe, let fresh embers of flame come forth from your altar in the name of Jesus. Let me explain this to you quickly. There are many things God can deal with, but he cannot deal with a people who don't believe. The Bible says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his, any of you should seem to come short of it. He said, because the same gospel preached unto us was the gospel preached unto them, but it did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith. That means, see, God can wake you up from sleep. God can heal you of a disease. I mean, God can forgive you of sin. God can strengthen you out of nowhere, but God cannot have faith for you. So without faith, it is impossible to please God, because the God who wants to do things in you and through you is frustrated when it comes to you and there's no allegiance. What God requires of us is an allegiance. Tonight, one more time, we will lift up our voice and say it. To say, by the little strength you have given us, you will find us waiting for you. Kuzomu Chigaba. You see, let me say this as I close this session very quickly. It was in Revelation chapter 3 that Jesus was speaking to about the only church that he did not tell, I have this against you. That's the church in Philadelphia. Of course, the church in Smyrna also didn't have anything against them. But the church in Philadelphia, as he was closing, he said to them, he said, I know your faith. He said, you have a little strength, but you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. What God is looking for from a generation is, in the midst of our little strengths, we keep the word of God and we do not deny his name. I tell people everywhere I go, the pressure we feel in the northern church is because we have refused to deny his name. You can fault us in many things, but our identity is Jesus. You cannot meet us and not know that there's a generation that loves Jesus. And tonight we recommit to Jesus. We re-register our allegiance to Jesus. And like people recruited in an army, we want to rise up in one accord. And I believe that's why God released this anthem by our brother Ward Smith. It is so that a generation can find a basis again to swear their allegiance. Kuzomu Chigaba. Zangibiaya. Can we do it? Clench your fist up. Muchigaba. Lord Jesus, in Matthew chapter 11, you gave us an invitation to take your yoke upon our shoulder. and to bear burdens with you. You said your yoke is easy and your burden is light. The Bible was saying concerning Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7, he said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Lord, we ask that the government that rests on your shoulder, let it rest upon us now. That as long as we live and we breathe, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We release a fresh generation of allegiance. A generation that will not be weary. A generation that will not faint. A generation that will not cower. A generation that is held up by the hand of God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen.
Amen. Please celebrate Pastor Chintok. Amen.